Get it? Alabama?
Oh, Roll Tide.
Sticking with my theme today. Big
wheels, come on, turn. We to play Elvira?
Nope.
Boom, bop, boom, bop, bop.
That was the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oak Ridge Boys, yeah, damn it. Yeah, same wrong. Thing. Same thing.
It really is the same thing. Good morning. Welcome to the Mike Calta Show. Hey, did you notice they kicked Rick out of the band?
Rick is out of the band.
Out of Big and Rick.
Oh, is he?
Yes,
what, they bring Rich back?
Rich is back, yeah.
Oh, Rich.
Damn.
That's good. He had bills to pay.
Dominic Ferriello will be here to take your legal questions coming up at 8 o'clock. I've not seen Dom in weeks.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Weeks, I say. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Are you aware of, I know we talked about this before the break, but Charity Buzz, it is a website where you get different experiences and celebrities and sports and music and all this stuff. And
for $4,000, right, you can get Deborah Messing to leave an outgoing message on your phone.
You know, it's so funny because I got one the other day where Don Mattingly, who may be my all-time favorite New York Yankee next to Derek Sanderson Jeter, I think maybe even above.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because it's from mustache? When I was a kid. Mustache, yeah. He is doing a thing for charity where he will record your outgoing voicemail for money. And I thought I could probably steal that for like $800. But then I thought that would not be cool to anybody but me.
Also,
my brother would call me.
Also, you could have me go, hey, this is Don Mattingly. And,
right.
You're like, I don't know what he sounds
like. Right, right. It's not like I'm having South Park leave my message.
Right, yeah.
I know. I just didn't. At first, I was like, oh, I'm getting that. And then I thought, well, for what?
Yeah.
For what is the reason
not
for
at
that?
All.
Yeah. But Charity Buzz has a lot of cool things. Like you're like a McCartney fan. It seems like they got a different autograph McCartney. Like, let me go to music real quick.
Right.
They got different guitars and stuff. Here, guitars and instruments, I'll tell you. You can meet Hunter Hayes, who's a country artist, or a kid country artist, with two tickets to the show. And an autographed guitar. For right now, it's at $850. That's great if you're a fan. You can get one of these Paul McCartney signed acoustic guitars for how much do you think that's going for?
Acoustic guitars signed by Paul McCartney has got to be around, I would say, $5,000.
$6,500.
Yeah.
Then they have a Toby Keith signed acoustic guitar. That's $550. I happen to have a Toby Keith signed acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And it is hung on the wall of guitars in my office at home, and it really is causing a problem because every time you open the door, it smashes into the Toby Keith guitar.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to ruin the Toby Keith guitar.
So it's more a Toby Keith door stopper?
Right.
Yeah.
If anybody wants it for $550, you can write the check straight to the charity. I'll give you the guitar, and you can give the money to charity. There you go. $500. I'm going to go with the current price of $550. If you could write it to the American Cancer Foundation, give them the money, and I'll give you the guitar.
Hey, by the way, I just realized, because I'm looking on this, and they have two tickets to the Super Bowl, which is February 4th, which is in Minneapolis. So if the Vikings
No, that'll be the first time that ever happened.
No.
Yeah. That
first time?
Team plays in their hometown for the Super Bowl?
No.
I don't think that's the first
Get
time.
Get on the Google box.
All right.
There has been no... outside of... let's say, like, Green Bay in Super Bowl number 2, you know what I mean? When they only had a couple of teams and they were all playing every year, it was the Steelers or Green Bay. Not that. I'm telling you right now, because it came close to Tampa. Tampa was in the playoffs when the thing was here.
Only two NFL teams have reached the Super Bowl hosted in their home market.
Green Bay and Pittsburgh.
No.
Who? San Francisco.
Okay. That's because they went to 9 million Super Bowls.
And Los Angeles Rams.
Mm-hmm.
What years does it say?
No, well, it has the, so, San Francisco, XIX.
Which is what?
Give
me your best.
10 plus 1 plus 10
equals. No. What?
X is 10.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what, and then 1.
Nope.
It's the little, it's 1 slash, so that's 1.
What do you
mean
1 slash?
Yeah, it's an I, but yeah. Mm. Do you know what that means when it's next to, because it's 10, okay, so you have 10.
Right.
Then whenever it's before the next next letter, it takes it away from that letter. So if it's XIX, it would be?
21.
No, it takes it away.
Oh, it takes it away. Oh, 19?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was way too long ago.
That's
what do we
crazy.
Have? She will 50 now?
I don't even know what it
is. Like so it's been 30 years, 30-something years ago?
It doesn't matter. It still happened.
Yeah.
You're right. Doesn't mean you're wrong.
In the modern day, where they had a full plate of teams.
This will be 52.
Not when we had the same roster as arena football. I'm talking about when we had more than 10 teams in the league.
Okay, so the next.
All right. So San Francisco, then what?
And then the Los Angeles Rams. It's X.
The first of five times that they played in L.A.?
XIV.
Which would be what?
I don't know what V is.
You, come on.
I don't, what?
What is X?
X is 10. We already know this. I don't know.
I'm not.
It could be 5.
It is 5. Yeah. But I'm not judging you. What I'm saying is, like, I was thinking the other day how we talked about how they still teach cursive in school. They teach cursive, and yet nobody ever writes in cursive. Especially now with computers, you're never writing a paper or anything like that. You're typing everything out.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So it's a waste of time.
So why is the NFL so old school with their Roman numerals?
Carmen, you bring up I did an in-depth report for ABC Action News back in the day of why the NFL was the only one insisted. Even in Rome, they don't use Roman numerals. I did research. In Rome, they don't use Roman numerals. I even went to a pizza place and found a genuine guy who was born in Rome, and he didn't know the difference between an X and a V.
Awesome. By the way, just so you know, Super Bowl 19 was in 1985, so there was plenty of teams.
All right. Yeah. I'll give you that. That's fine. Yeah. Don't yell at me. You don't know V from an X.
I told you. Yes, I do.
I bet you can't even write in cursive.
Oh, yes, I can.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, cursive
is hard.
It'll be a secret language.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, like when the aliens find our remains?
Three generations?
Like your kids.
Yeah. Like 10 years from now. There'll only be so many people that know how to write in cursive.
Now the language, like when my son tries to tell me something, he sends me a thumbs up, a smiley, and a poop.
Right. Well, and that's the other thing is a lot of that, TTYL or this. Yeah. There's a lot of those things that I'm sure plenty of people have no idea what it means.
SMYD.
Oh.
You take it easy. with your young D.
I don't know a lot of those. Like, it takes me a little while to figure them out.
BRB is the only one, and LOL, obviously, but BRB
is the new one?
No, that's the only one that, like, is locked into my memory.
Right. There's a BRB, there's an LOL.
And that's it. That's all I got.
There's an TTYL.
Oh, yeah.
There's an OMG.
LMAO.
OMG. My mom knows OMG.
PIR.
My son has on his phone, girl.
Parent in room.
Oh, yeah.
Girl send my son WDYL.
WDYL. Why do you like? Who do you like?
Who do you like?
Oh. Who do you like?
Mm-hmm. Who do you like? I took my son to go get his haircut yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what YouTube's doing to my kids, but
cut like trimmed or is he cut it? Did he cut it short?
No. My son has really long hair.
Mm, luscious, yeah.
But he shaves around it. Like we go to a place called Fade Masters.
Long on top.
It's long on top. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's got like surfer long hair on top. But he shaves the around it to, I don't know, he just goes in and goes, give me a number one. So it's like a peach fuzz.
It's a new style.
Then the top grows out. We went yesterday, and on the way there, he goes, you're going to love this. He goes, I want to do this. And he shows me a picture, and I go, so do it. Isn't that what you do? He goes, no, what we usually do is a number one. I want to do this where it fades to skin, and then it's a fade. I just stop talking to me about it. I finally get it now. I'm sorry when I told my mother I wanted a rat tail and a mullet and all that stuff. So I was like, we'll go out there, and you go up to the guy, and you tell him what you want. I don't want to have any part of this. So they fade it out so that the top of his hair is his surfer long hair. Then his scalp is peach fuzz down to nothing. It feels like Dr. Evil's cat on the back of his neck. And he did something that I never thought would make a comeback, but it has come back with the kids.
Rat tail?
Got a little vanilla ice slit in his eyebrow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
He goes, I want to do this. And I go, do you know who did that? Vanilla Ice did that. And he's like, I don't know who that is. And I go, look, I vowed that I would let you be creative and do what you want to do with your own head.
That's
so
nice,
knock it out. You want to look like a jerk, but everybody likes it.
By the way, I'm looking on this Charity Buzz. They have some good stuff. Like, there's 8 hours left in this. It's a 4-day all-inclusive spa getaway in Thailand at a resort in Thailand. and the current bid is $650.
Thailand is really cheap.
First of all, you have to buy your own airfare at that. Yeah, I assume. Okay, but second of all, at the end of the day, you're in goddamn Thailand.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, right. Okay, but think all the think all the urine and rice paddies you have to walk through to get there.
Oh, man.
And you don't even have to pay for that.
Is that what they...
they don't charge extra. Urine and rice patties. I saw that. I saw the same one. I go, those look beautiful. And then I thought, oh, no, come on. No. And
if I go to Thailand?
Yeah, I would go, but I would go with Larry and a bunch of my degenerate friends.
We're
and
I'd bring throw, ping, throw ping pong balls at ladies.
Right. That's if I'm going to do it, that's what I'm doing. Like, yeah. Like if Pete ever got married again, we'd have to go to Thailand for the bachelor party. Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Right. Like Vegas ain't going to be able to handle
that's
it.
That's the only way it's legal for anything you guys want
to
do.
I have to tell you, I don't want to go to weddings, but I really wish Pete would get married so I can go to that wedding.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think that would be fun.
Yeah. Pete like, probably would throw a great party.
Why don't we just have throw Pete a party? Or have Pete throw a party?
Because I want...
He doesn't need to get married.
I want Pete to marry a girl that has pretty friends.
Oh.
Don't you get it now?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I want, like...
My bad.
I want us all to be able to go to a big ass... Like, I have not... That would be the equivalent of going to my wedding without all the the pressure and drama.
Yeah.
You know? I can go and enjoy that one. Well, mine, I want to just make sure nobody died and everything was good and we were all married at the end of the day. You know what I mean? But when I want to go to... I will have as much invested in that wedding without all the pressure.
Yeah.
You get that?
Yeah.
I'll have to give a speech.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. What do you think I'll give? What do you think I'll give first? A best man speech at Pete's wedding or a speech at Pete's funeral?
Ooh. Probably the funeral.
I got them both ready to go.
Yeah.
It's very similar. You changed a couple words.
I bet he gets married.
You think so?
No way.
I don't. I know, I do, only because...
He was married once before. Yeah.
Right, he was married once before, and I know whatever, but...
That ruins it.
It does, until you find that one.
You thought you found the one the first time.
But there's people out there that get married like 5 times.
Yeah, those are called idiots.
Will Pete get married or have an assistant that he bangs?
Perfect.
I think we're there already. Yeah.
Because, I mean, really, that's... More likely. Like, Pete likes to bust the people around. You know what I mean?
So right.
He probably needs to go to Thailand to find a wife.
That's another thing. I don't... You're right. Like, he likes to be the boss.
He's a subordinate.
But he doesn't... Like, he would never... Like, Thailand would be good because he could trade it in when he gets bored with it. You know what I mean?
Give her back. Yeah. I don't think they want him back after.
My gut will tell me that Pete will never get married again. And that's... Listen, you're talking to a guy who's happily married. And I would never get married. If anything ever went wrong with this one, I'd be like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I can honestly say that I think that I'll be married forever. Because now when my wife and I fight, we have a really bad fight. Lasts for about a half hour. And at the end of it... We had a fight like over Christmas vacation. My wife goes, well, what do we do? I go, oh, what do we do? We can get divorced. I go, it's over. We're stuck. It's gone. Yeah. What do? We just forget about it and get in good moods. That's it. That's what you do.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I'm not getting married.
But that's the case. Like, what do you do? Is your fight dumb enough where you think you're going to get divorced? Over what? Over some stupid fight that we just had about something in the kitchen?
Right, you know what I mean? But if you don't ever get married, then you don't got to worry about it. You just got to worry about moving out.
Yeah, oh, believe me, that's the easiest way. You are still free.
Yep.
You are still free to roam. You can get your money back on that deal.
No, you're not free to roam until the end. Don't.
I don't know.
Put that out there.
I'm telling you right now, and Louis C.K. is the one who taught it to us. You think you...
Masturbate in front of women.
Yes. Yeah,
right, but ask first.
Yes. The other lesson. Oh,
it's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool.
All right.
When you're married, you're like, I can never get out. Then when you have kids, you were like, I could have got out when I was married. That's the deal. Again, keep in mind, this coming from a guy who loves being a father and loves his wife, still going to tell you not to get married.
Would you ever have more kids?
Not with this wife.
Yeah. Awesome.
I mean, no.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, I'm old, my wife's old. No,
your
I can't.
Is not old.
In kid-producing years?
Is that, yeah.
But you talked about adoption before.
I would still do that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would still do that. If we could do that like in the next 2 years, I would do it.
Get like a 15-year-old that you have to put a couple years in?
While Pete's getting his wife in Thailand, I pick up a teenage girl that needs a home. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, I would pick up a like a 7 or 8 year old son.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, and I say son because I want to be friends with it.
Hey, that's too old.
Too old.
Yeah, maybe 5 or 6.
Already went through the formative years.
Yeah.
Like, it's locked in. Whether it's going to kill you or not, that's been locked in.
Well,
that's scary.
You know what, though? Like, I would get, like, an 8 or 9 year old if I can negotiate with it. I can sit down on the couch and I'm going to be like, listen, let's face it. We're never genuinely going to love each other like
oh
I love
you. Oh,
my God. Well, yeah. Listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to love you like I love the other kids. Like, I'd lay down in a fire for my children. I would be like, hey, run to you from the fire. And if you didn't run, you didn't run. I'd go get another one. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I do like you a lot. I mean, I've invited you into my home. Mm-hmm. I got snacks. Just don't kill anybody. Don't steal my stuff. And you can have a nice life. And then we can hang out and do cool stuff together. I think that'd be
brilliant. That's a great deal. Like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a great deal.
At the end of the day, I got you. I took you out of the orphanage where you're probably getting slapped around every day, sent you to college, and in the middle of the night you can go to the fridge and eat whatever you want. I think that's a pretty good deal, and all I ask in return is you don't kill me in my sleep.
Right, yeah.
Son.
Make him wear a bell, though. That way you can hear
him. Hear him sneaking up behind you.
In case. When...
That might be the funniest thing you've ever said.
That works fine. Now go watch The Good Son with Macaulay Culkin.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
That's what you get.
But you know what? I can still choke that kid out.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
But maybe your daughter or son can.
Oh, no.
Or your cat. Yeah.
First of all, I don't care about the cat.
What?
You would care if
you would care
if
it was
if he killed middle. It. Yeah. Like, you don't care if your daughter kills it, but you care if the adopted kid kills it.
Poor Lucy.
Oh, wow. Why does that kid want to kill my cat?
Yeah.
Because that's how it starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how he starts.
Well, gotta feel the power.
Yeah.
He was raised where if an animal comes in your village, you kill it.
All right.
Yeah. He didn't know. He thought he was protecting
it.
The family.
Right. Yeah. Eat it.
Come home and he's like, father. And I, yes, Mbutu. And he goes, look what I've done. And I go in there and the cat is on one of those little
sticks
yeah. in the fireplace.
Oh, my
and he's
God.
Turning it.
You got a lot of scenarios going on. You picked him up from Thailand. His name is Mbutu, and he's talking with a goddamn royal accent.
Yeah, dude.
That's my son.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
It's a beautiful home.
He's going to be like a cat that brings the bird. And he's like, look, I got this for you.
He brings me gifts.
Yeah.
The best. I come home one day. He's on all fours drinking out of the pool. I go, Mbutu, sink. He's like, oh, I forget. I'm sorry. I forget. Oh, he'll come around.
This is
come around.
This is
yeah. He's like, but all this water is here. Oh, I love that kid. I love him. I hope to get him before next Christmas so we can get him some nice stuff.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.